Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
If you use Spotify, I see a lot of people are posting up their most used podcast on our Twitter page. And
it tracks you.
It's us, too, so thank you for downloading. One guy said, oh, you're only fourth on my list because I listen live. I said, well, you're forgiven then, you know.
One guy showed me a record of, I think in the past year,
yeah,
he had downloaded 14,000.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, I guess.
Even we don't listen to that many.
So do what you can to be more like him.
Yeah.
I guess at the end of the year here, Spotify starts giving you some of your, you know, your year-end statistics of here's who you listen to the most and here's how much you listened and all that stuff.
Anywhere you can get the podcast or your podcast has TNT Radio Empire. Check it out. TNT Radio Empire, RadioEmpire.com.
But only Spotify keeps track of that crap, right?
Yeah, that's their thing that you're seeing all those screenshots of. And now and then last night I started seeing the backlash to people just going, I don't care what you listen to. Stop posting that online.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I kind of sympathize with.
I understand that, but
listen what you want, but I don't care what you listen to.
I mean, they're trying to give you something to listen to. We always ask people what TV shows to watch, you know, each other, so, you know.
Suggestions.
Yeah.
Just suggestions.
I also could look at that and scroll past it and not worry about what people
absolutely
listen to.
Absolutely. And I have.
Yeah.
I spend most of my day scrolling past stuff that I just don't comment on.
How you doing today, Mr. Evans?
Great.
Nobody had Rafer Johnson. All right. How he was just 86.
Former Olympic athlete.
Right.
Yes, he was.
We gave the kids a history lesson in the first segment.
Okay.
Rafer was a good man.
Yes. Mentioned Robert Kennedy in that?
Yes, he did. We did the story there.
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. Nobody names your kid Rafer anymore.
No, they don't.
No. That should come back.
Or Rosie.
Well, for a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody told me, now this is complete, this is line one, but somebody said Rosie Grier was there when Reagan got shot, too?
That might be true.
Wow. I don't recall.
No. I think he was around for something like that, yeah.
Well, Reagan was shot outside a hotel in D.C.
Rosie can be anywhere he wants.
No, I know that. I don't remember Rosie being in that group of people walking out. I remember his press secretary took one in the head and a... Reagan obviously got shot, and a Secret Service guy got shot, too, I believe.
And Reagan was in a lot worse shape than we were led to believe.
Yeah, right.
I don't remember that. Stupid media.
Yeah. I stayed in that hotel a couple years after that for a radio thing. I stole stuff from the room.
Oh.
Did you, what, like a robe?
I took a robe. I was like 20, well, I was real young, and I'm thinking I probably shouldn't have done that as I got older.
Well, they probably charged you for it.
Well, they charged the college.
Oh, okay.
I never got yelled at for it.
As long as it's on somebody else's credit card.
Apparently, I'm sure it was.
They'd help yourself.
I'm sure it was. It was a nice robe, yeah.
Right,
I had the name on it, and it was a place where Reagan was shot. I said, this is pretty historical. No idea where it went, you know.
Interesting email that came in.
I stood in the corner for years in my
late in the show yesterday. Right. This was in response to the guy who was the transphobe that wrote us. That's worried about. Well, where do you draw the line? Where they identify as a
helicopter?
Right, as a pickup.
Yeah, he was dumb.
Hey guys, love the show. I listen to the podcast every day at work out here in the PNW. Do you know what the PNW is?
That's the Platte Mountain Wind. I got no
idea. No.
Do you know what it is?
That would be the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, that makes more sense.
I didn't know it was that far away.
I see that in print a lot.
They call it the Platte Mountain Wind out
just recently, I've seen that pop up in print a lot, the PNW.
Never heard that.
As for Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
SMH?
I know what the ANW is.
Yeah,
PNW.
I'm out here at the ANW.
You got an email from someone earlier about trans people in bathrooms, and I thought a little bit of transgender perspective may be useful.
Thank you.
So this person is a trans person. A large majority of trans people are actually nervous to even use public restrooms because of people like the emailer, with some being fearful enough to the point of avoiding public bathrooms entirely to avoid harassment. Yeah, this guy surmised that people just get sex change operations or go transsexual.
See girls in the bathroom pooping, because that's always exciting.
So they can see gynies.
Right. Well, yeah, I don't know where you'd see a gynie. Women's restrooms have doors on them.
Yeah.
And there's no urinals, and, you know, I've been in a few women's restrooms before, and there's doors, and nobody has their vagina hanging out.
Yeah, and no matter what your gender is, looking under the stall doors is frowned upon.
Right.
Exactly. Plus, nasty.
In any bathroom.
Yeah. I don't care where you're at. You're going to get in trouble for that.
Right. Depending on who's in the stall.
Yeah, I guess.
You better know that they want you to.
Right.
Add in trans people actually being accosted and attacked in public restrooms, you would probably have a harder time finding a trans person who can use a public restroom without a second thought. We just want to pee in peace like everybody else.
There's a commercial on. You've probably seen this. It's a credit card company where people that are trans have their credit cards, but their credit card still has their male or female name on it. And when they go to use the credit card, people question if it's their credit card. Because, have you seen a commercial? It's running right now. But it's also for a credit card where you can actually get your name on it that you want. I don't know how it works. I just saw it. I've seen it more than once in the past week or so.
Looks like Citi and MasterCard.
There you go.
Are both, yeah.
Right.
Your true name card.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, yeah, it's because people are afraid to use a credit card when they don't look like the name. You know what I mean? If it's a woman, a person looks like a woman, and their name was Ralph, you know?
And Sam Jackson is asking.
Okay, that's a wonderful thing.
But I've seen a commercial. Yeah. I've seen a commercial.
Okay. Okay, yes, and that's a wonderful thing, and that's how things are supposed to work. But that's not how things work.
No.
Your wife ever use your credit card?
Well, she has one that has her name on it.
Okay, but you know how these things work.
No one
looks at anybody's name.
They don't. They
especially
don't.
On a debit card. You know, anytime you're swiping it yourself and the person behind the counter, they're never looking at the card.
No, if it goes to Ching and it passes through, good enough for them.
Yes.
Move on.
You're totally right, Craig. 99% of the time, they don't look at that thing exactly. But maybe people maybe they faced places where they walked in, looked a little different maybe.
Yeah.
People got weirded with them, you know?
I'll give you that.
I mean, you know, we look like dudes, so we don't have that problem. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that's probably why they did that.
And the name on my card is a dude's name.
Yeah, but when I saw that commercial, I thought that was a nice thing to do, and they're obviously reaching out to a different group of people and a different set of customers. And I figured there's some asshat sitting there pissed off, like that guy right there.
Is there a Capital One word?
Can I put car down?
Sam Jackson says, "What's in your ham wallet?"
I'm just hoping that it's what's her face is that? I like what you would say.
Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. What's in your pants? What's in your pants?
What are you packing?
I'll show you.
She bugs me, but I think she's so.
No, I'm with really? You. No, I think
bugs you about her.
I totally changed. I remember back in the day, I would say that I didn't think she was when she was in that show. Was it? She was the spy on TV. That's what made her
Alias.
Yeah. I remember thinking she was average, and then I grew into thinking she was really, really hot. Yeah.
Well, I remember we first...
By the way, what I love about this is that her and the...
We didn't like her because she left her regular guy husband for somebody famous.
Well, it was obviously... she left him for...
Affleck.
Yeah, Ben Affleck, right.
It might have
been... And then left him.
There might have been somebody else in between, too.
But Ben Affleck has a really hot young actress girlfriend.
Yeah, but as regular guys, we were bummed for that regular guy.
I don't remember why.
Because she got famous.
No, I don't remember why I didn't like her that much, but I do like her now.
I think we were like just against, hot chicks who divorced regular guys, who dumped regular guys because they got famous.
That was our cause at the time.
Yes.
According to this, she was never married to a regular guy.
No, I don't think so either.
No, her husband.
I think you're thinking of somebody else, Todd.
No, I think she obviously had a boyfriend, just a regular, carpenter kind of boyfriend.
Okay. No. I know you're talking about.
No, you're thinking of from the Americans.
And we talked to her.
Oh no, I'm fine with Carrie.
She left the carpenter got boyfriend. For Matthew Rice.
I'm fine with Carrie Russell because she talks to us. She's cool.
Yeah. Jennifer Garner was married to a guy named Scott Foley, who is an actor you would recognize.
Oh, I totally knew he was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for 4 years, and then she married Ben Affleck for 13, and then divorced his ass too.
Yeah. But Ben Affleck's got this real hot young actress girlfriend. Real young.
Maybe I'll have to come around.
Yeah.
Give a look to that. It's a stupid, kind of campy action movie that she did called Peppermint.
Oh, is that good?
It's terrible.
It's absolutely terrible. It's campy, fun violence. If you come across it on the guide, it's worth just hanging. It's fun.
It's John Wick, but less believable. That's what I found.
As you picture, yes, Keanu Reeves could do all that stuff, basically. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Except they murdered her family, not her dog.
Ah, damn. You're right. It's all about his dog.
Right.
It was. The whole thing started because they killed his dog.
She had a certain set of skills.
And they're doing they're doing 4 and 5 of that, aren't they?
Yeah.
I know they did 3. I've seen all 3 of them.
Well, and I think the guy who writes those has said, I could do 10 of these. We could do this forever.
But still, the imagination he has, the way they kill people is amazing.
Yeah, you think you've reached the mountaintop when... You get stabbed with a lead pencil.
Yeah, that was
no. My favorite one was in this newest one, in three. when he slaps the horse on the ass and the horse kicks the guy across the room and he's dead. I literally laughed out loud when that happened.
Yeah, that's a barn thing. That's why you're into that barn stuff.
Well, I just didn't expect it. You know.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, I expect guys to get stabbed in the eye with a pencil by John Wick. Yeah.
What are we talking about, Craig? I totally forgot.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Transgender. Todd read an email. That's right.
Yeah. We have words of encouragement this morning.
From you?
From my father, actually.
Oh.
My father called this morning. He never, ever, ever has done that.
Were you worried because the phone was ringing and said your dad?
Yes.
Yeah. What, about 5 in the morning?
No, it was just, 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
Is he normally up this time of day?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is, but he just doesn't call. He knows, I'm busy and whatnot. Right. He doesn't call. He doesn't have any reason to call. I'm like, you okay? He says, yes, he's fine.
Wasn't one of those, you tell those guys.
No, it was, and like I say, he's never done this. Words of encouragement. He wants to give people words of encouragement today.
All right. What about what?
Just about living.
Oh, okay. Got it. Right.
Yeah. He says.
You say, keep on living.
Yeah. Special blessing to those who risk their lives daily, the hospital workers and whatnot. Love is stronger than hate, and we are our brother's keeper.
All right. He's a kind man.
Amen.
We don't deserve him.
Well, I'm not going to say
we are our brother's keeper.
Well, by the way, I think we've been that way.
We've always mentioned that.
Yeah. The president of the United States is not.
I will for Craig's dad.
He's
say
a scumbag,
amen.
Waste of skin. Sorry.
Nobody else.
I just changed that.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll give you that, Todd. I'm not much of an amen guy myself, but for the right Reverend Evans, sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not the wrong Reverend Evans.
That's the line right there.
So that is our words of encouragement this morning.
All right. You're...
From someone who was a pastor for over 40 years.
There you go. Did you tell the story about him giving you the letter?
No, but I did hear about it from my daughter.
Oh, you did?
Well, let's really quickly. It happened during the appetizer, but Craig told us yesterday that his biological mom wrote a letter to him in utero, and then he just got it recently. His dad found it in a box somewhere.
She didn't write it in utero. She wrote it while Craig was in utero.
That would have been impressive.
Well, right. Especially giving her the pen. Here you go. Hang on.
How did the pen and paper get up there?
One of those little golf pencils.
There's a hole for the pen, you're right. It's a golf pencil.
Right.
Yeah.
People usually can't start writing till the third trimester.
So you just recently got the letter, and it basically said you were loved, we just had to give you away.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
because it was an affair baby and all that crap.
Yeah.
And so your daughter was listening to the show?
No.
Oh, what happened?
How'd you find out?
Someone who was listening to the show.
Oh, secondhand.
Said, I heard about the, your dad and the letter and whatnot. She's like, what?
Huh?
So she cut, so.
You should have told her, you mean? That's what she's trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a grown
woman now, man.
Yeah.
And also.
This was the first she found out you were adopted? She didn't
No.
Oh,
okay.
She knew that.
No, just specifically
about the letter.
The letter
from real grandma.
Okay.
And remember, the photo of Craig's biological mom looks like Craig's daughter.
And we ran across that yesterday too.
Totally.
The daughter came over and she's like, "What is this? Tell me. Read this thing to me. Read it. Blah blah blah. Let me read it." And
she'd never seen the picture.
Oh yeah, she'd seen the picture, but again, looking at it, it's been years.
Got it.
Did she approach you with that demanding tone?
Yes.
Okay.
Like all women do.
Yeah. She said, "I got a bone to pick with you."
You got dogs.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
God. Usually someone approaches us at a bar and they want to talk about pit bulls
right.
when they say that. Right. You would have rather talked about pit bulls.
But it was fun. But, you know, turns out she had a point.
You should have told her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, yes.
You just found out about the letter.
No.
Yeah, but I had put it away already.
Yeah. Oh. And wasn't going to bring it up.
Well, I thought I had.
No, yeah. Not on there you hadn't. That was a good story, though. What happened to your biological mom, Craig?
Oh, she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead. As a doornail.
Oh, or dead they are.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either, but.
Yeah. No,
They've really been alive, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's.
Look that up, puss. Where dead as a doornail come from?
There was.
Maybe the first time I ever said that out loud. That's an old guy thing.
Yeah.
Remember getting an email late in the show yesterday when we were discussing some of this and embryos and whatnot. Oh, the 27-year-old embryo.
Yeah.
Probably got it planted in somebody.
That's going to be a Deadpool name.
There's a couple that's trying to have a baby, you know, the in vitro thing.
And they're looking for an ice cube basically in
no,
the back of the
fridge.
No,
it's $500 a year to keep their embryos frozen.
Oh, just for when they want to do it, I guess.
Yeah, okay. And they can keep them frozen indefinitely, I guess.
Is it a fertilized embryo already?
I don't think
so.
Does
a sperm sit in the ice cube tray with it?
I don't think so.
No,
then it would start growing.
Yeah, but he might have to bank his, too, if he actually has problems. But probably, obviously, it's about her, though. Where does doornail come from?
There's actually an answer to this.
I figured there would be.
Term goes back to the 1300s. Was used in the 1500s by Shakespeare.
Oh, is it something to do with the nail that went through Christ's hand?
No. And it was also used in A Christmas Carol in Dickens.
About that, yeah.
Thought that the phrase dead as a doornail comes from the manner of securing doornails that were hammered into a door by clenching them. Clenching is the practice of bending over the protruding end of the nail and hammering it into the wood. When a nail has been clenched, it has been dead nailed and is not easily resurrected to use again.
Oh, well, that's,
so it's not a doorknob.
I got it.
No, dead as a doornail.
Doornail. Okay. It's not dead as a doorknob.
Yeah. That'd be stupid.
That's not the saying.
Well, I thought the doornail was a doorknob. Now I know better. It's actually a nail.
Right.
And it's how you secure your house.
But yeah, that's kind of like the giant is taller.
Yeah.
It's a nail, Todd. You thought a nail was a knob?
I thought it was a name for a doorknob.
Oh, that's weird.
And I didn't know that hammering over the end of the nail was a thing you intended to do. I think, I've always done that when you get the nail a little wonky.
We sucked at it. Yeah, right, exactly.
I'll just bend that over. That's good enough.
Yeah. I suppose it keeps you nice and secure. But then if the house starts burning down, you're screwed.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you can still use the knob. The knob and the nail are different.
Yeah, this is not the do. This is not.
This is just keeping the door up.
Keep the door up.
Oh, okay. I thought it was securing the door. I'm glad we don't have to do that anymore.
Did you enjoy your afternoon football yesterday?
I mentioned right away. No, not. I mean, it was a win, but I didn't really want to be angry on a Wednesday afternoon. I just woke up from a nap. The kickoff was a half hour later. I wasn't going to drink. So I just and I just felt restless because usually when I wake up from my naps during the week, I'll do stuff. I'll move around, walk, do some exercising. And all I did was from the bed to my sweats to the couch.
Why were you angry? I think they led that entire game, didn't
they? They were sucking.
Oh, that was a sloppy game.
Because about 10 drop passes. Roethlisberger was kicking ass.
They could
waltz in between the 20s, but get inside a 20,
dropped a bunch of passes. But they won the game. So I'm pissed. Yeah, I'm watching the game. I'm pissed, but they won.
Idiot kicker even missed one.
And he never misses anything. I wouldn't. So at least they won. Or have been
5-point win.
Yeah.
I don't know what the spread was.
Probably more than that.
I think it was. I don't think it was. It might have been 6.
No, it's the Ravens. So
yeah,
give or take. No matter who's
playing for the record.
But there was no Lamar Jackson, so that had to adjust a lot.
But they were 1-3 with Lamar Jackson in the past 4 games. They're not playing that good. The Ravens. We made them look better. Win's a win. I didn't like it. You wouldn't like it either. I wouldn't think.
No, I had it on.
Yeah, I mean, if it was the Packers playing, you wouldn't like a Wednesday afternoon game.
No, I mean,
you
get
used to it. You're not in a mindset. You want to, it's a weekend, it's football, you know.
No, it's kind of, now, the deal was I did the same thing during that game that I do the other football games that I watch, and that's, you know, sit there and kind of work on the computer and whatnot, do other things.
Right, right.
And so in that sense, when the game was over, I thought it was I'm ready for bed.
Well, it was dark when it was over. You know?
Yeah. 10.5 was the line.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, I don't bet. So it doesn't matter to me. I saw some people bitching about that. But you don't bet. The Steelers don't cover it.
Well, they had it until they until that, you know.
Touchdown, yeah.
Until that freak touchdown at the end.
Yeah. Oh. Who do you guys play this weekend? The Packers play.
Eagles.
Oh, that's right. And who the Vikes play, Todd?
Jacksonville. It's a trap game.
How about the freaking Chiefs? How about the freaking Chiefs?
They're all trap games.
I think they
games.
Play the Broncos on Sunday night. That's your Sunday night game.
Sucks.
And the Broncos get quarterbacks back.
Yeah,
they get their starter back.
Not all of them.
No, the starter's back.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the guy who was actually positive was a backup.
All right. And I don't have anything fun for us to go out.
I don't even know what time it was, Craig. I'm sorry, man. All right. It's okay.
That's fun. I ain't got nothing fun for us to go out with here.
It's still early to be pulling that card.
Time to take a break.
Not another Bible quote or something like
that's
that?
That's the rest of the day.
Once in a while, we like to take a break without having
thou
any fun.
Thou shalt not lay with our neighbor's wife. That whole bit. Your dad ever tell us that?
Nope.
Okay, he probably should.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.